Welcome to session three, demo two. And in this demo, we're going to take a look at Xamarin custom renderers. So you can see I've already got the solution loaded up inside Visual Studio. So let's take a look at the application. So we're going to load it up inside the Android emulator. So the page I've got on here right now is the camera page of our application. So you can see here I've got our buttons defined here with the standard style. So one of the things I want to do is I want to apply a new style to give it a rounded look onto our buttons here. So let's take a look at how we can accomplish that. So I'm going to stop that. So the file we're going to take a look at is the app.xaml, and that's located in the shared UI project. So in that, I've got a button style already defined with a border radius of 30 and a border width of 1. So let's apply that style to some of the buttons in our camera page. So we're going to update the XAML here. So I know the style is the property we're going to be updating, and I know that's a static resource. And I know that the style that we're going to apply is called button style. And we're going to copy that and apply it to the next button. And we're going to run that to see what the effect is. Okay, let's go into our camera page. So you can see the style has been applied, but I'm not getting the rounded button look that I'm aiming to get here. So as of this video right now, the border radius property is only recognized by iOS and UWP. So unfortunately, Android right now does not recognize that, so we have to create a custom renderer to tell Xamarin Forms how we want that button rendered. So let's take a look at how we're going to accomplish that. So I'm going to stop that. So one of the things I'm going to need to create is I'm going to create a custom control in our shared UI project. So it's a simple class, and I've called it rounded button, and it inherits from the Xamarin Forms button class. The other piece that I need to set up is the renderer itself. So this is the class inside the Android head that's basically holding the instructions on how we want our control to be rendered on the UI. So you can see here I've got some namespace attributes defined here. So the first one is basically mapping this renderer to the rounded button class that you just saw earlier. And inside that we're basically overriding the way the button, typical button, is being rendered. So you can see here, what I'm doing here is basically creating a gradient. And then what I'm doing is I'm taking the properties that I set on the button inside our XAML page, reading those properties to basically help draw that gradient. So basically I'm looking at the border width and border radius. So with that, it's drawing this gradient in behind the button, and then what I'm doing is I'm setting that gradient as the background to the button to kind of create that rounded effect that we're looking to get in our button there. So I've uncommented the namespace attribute. So the next thing I need to do is I need to update the XAML on the camera page. So basically what I want to do is I want to access that control. So I want to get into the controls namespace, and I've got IntelliSense to kind of help me there through that process. It's the rounded button one we want. So with that change, let's run it again. And we'll go into our camera page. So you can see the first button that is the rounded button control, it gets that rounded effect. So the second button, we have the style, but it's not getting the rounded effect. So if we go back to our render to kind of change one of the attributes here that we've got set up. So because our rounded button does in fact inherit from the Xamarin Forms button, there's nothing to saying that we can't set the renderer to basically set all buttons to have a rounded border with the border radius set. So we'll make that change here. We'll basically set the renderer to kind of say render on all buttons that have the border radius set. So let's just change our camera page here to now set the button. So basically what I have is I've got them just button controls with the border radius style set. So let's just run that. So you can see here now that all the buttons are now rounded here, except for the one that does not have the border radius style applied. So you can see here, we can control how we can kind of render controls in Android. Like I said, iOS and UWP don't require the render because they understand the border radius. It's actually applied correctly. But with the custom renderer, we can apply the effect that we want on our Android head. So that concludes this demo. I hope to see you in the next demo.